Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Rap. We often find ourselves in seasons of waiting. These may cause us to grow weary, impatient, frustrated, or even hopeless. But in most instances, looking back at those seasons, we see how our Lord has led us to grow in our faith and reliance on Him to fill us with His life-giving hope. May we rejoice in the faithfulness of our Lord and allow grace to move us into the joyful hope that is set before us. Our scripture for today is from Romans 15 verse 13. May the God of green hope fill you up with joy, fill you up with peace, so that your believing lives, filled with the life-giving energy of the Holy Spirit, will brim over with hope. Let us be determined this week to remain full of hope during our waiting seasons as we fix our eyes on Jesus. Our lives are filled with distractions, and we sometimes grow impatient or lose our focus, especially when we have to wait. But let us hold on to the promises and goodness of our loving Father as we obediently live out our seasons of waiting, hurt, loss, or uncertainty. Let us run the race that is set before us with endurance as we keep our focus on our source of strength, our hope-giving Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And let us ask God to continuously revive our hearts and renew our minds. Let's allow His Word and the time we spend in His presence to change us from the inside out. Let us ask our Heavenly Father to fill us afresh with His ecstatic joy, unending love, perfect peace, and life-giving hope. And let us build our faith on the amazing saving grace of God and the abundance of His unmerited favor. Let's allow our gratitude to motivate us to be generous givers, whether that is to bring hope, love, and spiritual emotional support to a desperate world, or where it is to provide for the daily physical needs of others. Ruben Alves once said, "Hope is to hear the melody of the future. Faith is about to start dancing to the beat of it." May we trust our Heavenly Father to fill us with hope and to restore and bless us with His life-giving grace, so that we may dance in faith, rejoicing in our Lord. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Heavenly Father, thank You that You are a God of multiplication. I thank You, Lord, that there is no earthly measure that can be measured to Your blessings and Your goodness towards us. Thank You, Father God, that You wait patiently for us to surrender what we have. Lord, and as we give over the little that we have, I pray that You will show us Your gift of abundance, Father. Lord, renew our minds to become obedient givers, trusting in You to bring the multiplication.
Thank You, Lord, that we can set our thoughts and take our thoughts captive to honor You. Thank You, Lord, that we can set our thoughts to who You are, what You are, what You are for us, and that we can actually put it on all the promises that You give us in Your Word. Lord, I really ask that You will open our hearts. Come and show us and bring to light the things that is stealing our joy and our anxiety. Come show us in Your Word the promises that can take that away. Lord, because we want to live in Your peace. We want to live in Your joy. And we just want to live in communion with You. And we thank You, Lord, that You give that to us.
God, we pray in the name of Jesus to help us spending time with You. We ask God, please renew, revive us so that we can be reborn again in You. Fill our thoughts, our whole being with Your Word so that we can live a life in ecstatic joy in any situation. We need You, Father. We ask this in Your holy name.
Father, we praise You and we honor You. We adore You, Lord. And Lord, we're asking from You today, restore our hope, O Lord. Give us courage so that we can encourage others in difficult times. We are your children, Lord. We are not hopeless. Our hope is in you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we pray that you would help us to remember the great work of salvation that you've done in our life. Help us to look at our lives every day sometimes just to see where you're working. What do we need to give up? What are you calling us to do in place of that? How are we reaching the world that's around us? And ultimately, Lord, may we not forget that you are coming again, and there is a great need for salvation in the world today. And how can our lives reflect that in the circles that we're living in? So I pray this all in the most precious and most holy name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our blessed hope. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.